The chief executive of the AME, Alfred Van der Poy, says the assembly is dredging the Odor stream to enable water flow freely into the sea and prevent flooding during the major rainy season. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Van der Poy also said the demolition which took place last week was to get rid of structures on a waterway, a development the assembly can no longer tolerate. He spoke to George Ankra.
Not that we are doing demolition. I think last week we chant on a building that has been constructed near the Chemo, which is apparently going to block the waterway. So we had to go in there and remove it. That's a one-time thing. But we are preparing plans and we are embarking on activities to ensure a complete desilting of all the drains in Accra in preparation of the rains. We are also dredging the Odor and the Kole Lagoon. And we have two dredges in the Kole Lagoon working very efficiently and effectively. We are expecting two more dredges to come in so that we can expand the work that is taking place. We want to ensure that anytime the rains would come, that we have a way for the water to run through the city into the Odor and the Kole Lagoon and then into the ocean. So that is our objective. Thirdly, we are today inaugurating our unit committee, and we want to make sure that the 380 unit committee members representing the various electoral areas of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, together with the assembly members, will get on the ground and make sure that they make decentralization a practical thing to work in each electoral area. I have asked them to, you know, focus on sanitation, making sure that we have a better environment, to making sure that when we sweep our communities, that we will collect all the refuse and take them to the appropriate places. We want them to work with the waste management contractors to make sure that we distribute bin. I've asked them to make sure that we stop open defecation in our communities. I've charged them to make sure that we stop cows running through the streets of Accra and, you know, animals, goats here and there, and that they should be very proactive. They should make sure that whole houses without toilets are all brought to an end and that we create an environment that is conducive for all of us, that this year we will not have higher range levels of cholera and malaria activity.
Dr. Van der Poy, you are inaugurating your unit committees today. Today happens to be the International Women's Day. How many women do you have in the unit committees?
Looking at the group that was inaugurated, I can see so many people involved in the inauguration today as unit committee members.